And the swine industry lends itself fantastically for these kind of analytical moments. But all the data that we have available to us in any other species, I don't think we have this much data, maybe in cattle, but swine is definitely the rock star when it comes to data collection. And having all that data available to us, it's it makes it so much, you have so much more to look at, and you have so much more to analyze, and you have so much more background information to actually go ahead and determine where the problem sits.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Through innovative solutions, cutting-edge research, and world-class experts, Boehringer Ingelheim helps producers operate with complete confidence. Learn more at bi-animalhealth.com. Ralco, proven science, practical results.
Welcome to the Swine Health Black Belt Podcast, the latest swine health research digested for you. My name is Dr. Clayton Johnson, and I'm the host of the podcast. And joining me in our illustrious podcast studios for this week's edition is Dr. Rinska Mortier. Dr. Mortier is a veterinarian and a PhD who currently works as a swine veterinarian and clinical instructor at the Prairie Livestock Veterinarian Group up in Canada. Rinska, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast. And I think we should probably start with a congratulations. You've recently been honored with an award, the Rising Star Award given at the Alberta Pork Congress. So congratulations. If you're like me, Rinska, any positive reinforcement feels awkward. You know, it's like, oh, you know, there's so much I could do better, right? And I know other people who contribute more than me, so why are people recognizing me? But I had a good mentor once who highlighted to me that we have to embrace positive reinforcement just like negative reinforcement, because we're getting feedback on our skills and our behaviors. And the positive reinforcement says, do more of that, right? You're an example of what we want other people to do in those situations. And when you're in that situation again, maybe what you did was really hard, but know that it was good. It was the right behaviors, the right skills to use in that moment in time. So let's start there. Why do you think that you're the Rising Star Award winner? What do you think the Alberta industry is trying to tell you with that message?
Oh, well, thank you, Clayton, for the introduction and the welcome. It was indeed quite humbling to receive this particular award, and especially after only having been in the swine industry for a fairly or reasonably short time so far. The effect that my practice has had on the producers and on my colleagues within our practice have really, they are the ones that have nominated me for this award. It came absolutely unexpected for me. It was incredibly humbling. But yes, I agree. It's positive reinforcement, and it sure feels good that the work that has been put in has been rewarded with this.
What do you think has stood out about your contributions to producers you work with? What do you think producers would say as to why Dr. Mortier is their veterinarian and what value you bring to their operation?
Hey, I think you're asking here about what are my superpowers.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think my superpowers specifically are that I'm quite good at listening. I will stay a little bit quiet in the background and ask lots of questions about what's going on the farm. But in the meantime, lots of analytical thinking is happening. And in the end, I kind of come up with sort of a solution. And it's actually one of the producers that has told me specifically that one of the things that I do best is walking into a room, analyzing the problem, and at the end, casually put the solution on the table. And they're very appreciative of that. And the humbling recognition of that is absolutely amazing.
You've got some technical skills that are unique for a veterinarian. You have a PhD, and I don't have a PhD. I don't have any graduate school training, but I have friends with a PhD, and they have beaten into my head that it's academic, but it's meant to be. I mean, you are learning the rules of doing good science. Do you think, Renske, that the PhD is one of the primary reasons why you've been able to develop that superpower of analysis and sorting out, you know, what evidence in front of me is the most important evidence? What evidence has the greatest value, and what information is just noise right now, or what information I shouldn't trust because it's an opinion, but there's no fact, or I don't have any sort of credible information to back that up. Do you think your PhD is a critical part of that, or do you think it's just more kind of your approach, your soft skills, for lack of a better term, that the PhD is nice to have, but it doesn't directly contribute to that superpower?
Yeah, great question, Clayton. I think it's all of the above, to be honest. Because, yeah, like you said, the soft skills, kind of listening and thinking before acting, absolutely, that's inherent to myself. But the PhD has really helped me, like you're saying, critical thinking, looking at the data, analyzing the data, and not just jumping to conclusions based on an opinion or one observation. And the swine industry lends itself fantastically for these kind of analytical moments. But all the data that we have available to us in any other species, I don't think we have this much data, maybe in cattle, but swine is definitely the rock star when it comes to data collection. And having all that data available to us, it's... it makes it so much, you have so much more to look at, and you have so much more to analyze, and you have so much more background information to actually go ahead and determine where the problem sits. And more importantly, if you then go ahead and do an intervention, you can afterwards also go ahead and evaluate the effect of the intervention. I've been quite excited about setting up some small research trials in the barns that I've barns that I am working with. If it's, I don't know, trying a new vaccine, is it doing a double shot of iron? Is it changing an iron product or what have you? I will always take data beforehand, do the measurements, do the intervention, and then do it again after the intervention has been done. And I think producers like these kind of data as well, because then it's kind of black and white, and it's specifically for their farm. Because if a certain product is working for a person way over yonder, it doesn't have quite that much of an impact as when you can really prove and say, look, your weaning rates went up by this much, and the pig quality is so much better, and the mortality went down with that much. That punches, that drives home a point for sure.
I know that you're servicing farms as a team. Other technical experts get involved. Who typically does the data analysis for producers you work with? If you're visiting a nursery barn or a sow farm, do your producers typically rely on you to do the data analysis and help identify the problems or determine if the intervention strategy is working? Is it normally another technical person who's doing that? Like the data analysis kind of sounds easy to say, let's do that, you know, but it's a technical skill that is easier said than done. How do you practically accomplish that with the producers you work with?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Not a very straightforward answer, but we do have quite a few resources within our practice. So we are closely related to Southwest Veterinarians in Ontario, and they have a data analysis team. And if we want to compare data from before, from after, different farms, they have they're a little bit of our powerhouse when it comes to data analysis. Having done my own data analysis, I'm somewhat comfortable doing small comparisons myself as well. And then we have resources at the University of Alberta as well. Her name is Jennifer Patterson. She's fantastic with data analysis as well, and comparing data before, after. Actually, we have quite a bit of access to these data comparisons.
Salmonella presents significant challenges to pig health and performance, and poses food safety risks to humans. As the first and only vaccine offering live attenuated strains of both Salmonella cholera suis and Typhimurium, Enterasol Salmonella TC from Boehringer Ingelheim protects pigs against both serotypes with a single oral dose. Talk to your Boehringer Ingelheim representative to learn more.
With your technical capabilities as a PhD and then your interaction with other veterinarians that maybe don't have the training, particularly in statistics, that you probably do, do you see common errors that folks like myself that don't have a PhD make with the data analysis? I mean, is there something that you would call out as, hey, you know, if you're listening to this, this is a trap that I see people fall into with the way that they arrange the data or interpretation errors that they make? Any common lookouts that you can share with our audience to say, I see this mistake happen too much, and it's one that we can get better at?
Absolutely. I think I have three ones that are front and center when it comes to that. First one would be sample size, trying to make a conclusion based on a small number of animals. The second one would be the choice of statistical test to run. Because you want to know first if your data are normally distributed or not before you go ahead and say, I'm going to run logistical regression versus a different analysis. So applying the correct test to the data set that's in front of you is a big one. And then the third is the lack of a control group. You want to compare the data to either a before or an after, or you want to leave a group untreated to make sure that you have something to compare it to.
Very good. Excellent information, Renske. Is a superpower that you have, but the positive feedback that you got is you do it really well. And I appreciate you coming on and sharing that feedback, that perspective with our audience, because I know there are some folks out there now that have absorbed a little bit of your superpowers and you've made them an even better veterinarian from what you shared with them. Thank you very much for coming on and sharing that.
Thank you so much, Clayton. I appreciate it. And the audience as well for joining us.
Yeah, the audience joining us is what makes it all possible, Renske. So we should say thank you to those folks that have listened in. If you are listening in and you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please do so. You'll be able to hear not only this episode with Dr. Mortier, but all the future episodes that we put out. If you haven't checked out our website, please go to www.swinehealthblackbelt.com. Take a look at that. We've got some great resources for you there. If nothing else, please come back and join us again next week. For Dr. Renske Mortier, I'm Dr. Clayton Johnson. It's been our pleasure to spend some time with you, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.